Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Arcata Police Department will be back out in force this Friday with increased patrols in Redwood Park on the day many marijuana smokers treat as an informal holiday, 420. Over the last 2 years, Arcata officers, along with law enforcement personnel from other county departments, strictly enforced all the regulations in the park, including no drinking and no smoking, and they will do the same this year. Citing severe damage done to the park grounds and surrounding neighborhoods, Chief Tom Chapman said in a statement that the damage to the park and the forest in the past years has been a significant burden to the community. Over the past 2 years, we have successfully reduced many of the previous problems associated with this unsanctioned event. The Sheriff's Department, along with members of the County Drug Task Force, conducted a prostitution sting at the Blue Lake Casino after casino officials notified the department of illegal drug and prostitution activities. Undercover deputies contacted two women online and met with them at the casino, and after the women solicited the undercover officers, they were arrested and identified as 24-year-old Crystal Rojas of Santa Cruz and 20-year-old Melissa Barden of Fortuna. Deputies then contacted two other women in a similar sting and arrested 22-year-old Josephine West of Eureka and 22-year-old Angelisa Lehermans of Eureka. Deputies also targeted Johns, and the sting led to the arrest of 51-year-old Anthony Martello of Crescent City, who was also cited with possession of cocaine, and 32-year-old Casey Tibbetts of McKinleyville, who was also found in possession of illegal drugs. On March 16th, two Fortuna police officers confronted 26-year-old Jacob Newmaker of Fortuna, who had been reported to be acting irrationally. When officers contacted Newmaker, they reported he became combative and attempted to flee. Officers used batons, pepper spray, and control holds to no avail. When Newmaker attempted to use an officer's baton, the other officers shot and killed him. Those officers have now been identified as Officer Maxwell Soweth and Sergeant Charles Ellebrecht, and both have been returned to duty following an administrative review of their actions. The state Senate has unanimously approved a bill that would ban the use of mentally retarded in all state publications to be replaced with the term intellectual disability. Citing sensitivity concerns for those with disabilities and their families, state senators are following in the steps of the federal government, which passed a similar law in 2010. With the Senate's approval, the bill now heads to the Assembly for its consideration. And Caltrans has issued a press release to remind motorists that as spring advances, you'll see a lot more Caltrans crews on local highways. Beginning this week, Caltrans will either begin new projects or continue work on existing ones, including the Mad River Bridge, where northbound traffic will still be restricted and the Central Avenue on-ramp closed. Other bridge projects include Capel Creek, Mawa Creek, Rube Ranch, and Martin's Ferry. You'll find slide repair work at the Delmarte County line, and southbound traffic will be controlled 24 hours a day. There'll be more slide repair on the 101 just south of Orchard Street with more traffic lane restrictions. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. The Board of Supervisors meets tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and one item on the agenda will be about the Klamath Dams and will be the subject of a staff report from the Public Works Department. The Board will receive a status report regarding legislation and plans to remove four dams from the river. The Board has previously offered its support for the dam removal project, and Congressman Mike Thompson introduced legislation in the House of Representatives to authorize the removal. The project will have no direct economic impact on county finances, but the county has joined with more than 30 other agencies, including local, state, tribal, and federal, in backing the plan. Environmental studies have determined that dam removal will help revive fish stocks and improve the overall health of the river. The Federal Department of the Interior is waiting on congressional action before it can begin the removal process, which is expected to be completed by 2020. And the Board will also hear a staff report on a Senate bill introduced to the legislature that would change the eligibility requirements for residents enrolled in Pacific Gas and Electric's CARE program, which offers reduced rates for low-income customers. The Senate bill would require program participants who exceed a baseline usage mark by 400% to be audited and remove a customer from the program if their usage exceeds 600% of that baseline mark. The Board of Supervisors, as part of its legislative platform for 2012, has approved its support for a program that caps the CARE program at 1,000 kilowatts usage per month to discourage local indoor marijuana growers from exploiting the discount. The board will discuss whether or not the new Senate bill is enough to earn its support. And that's your North Coast News on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.